Young professionals want more help to find jobs after they leave university. Unemployment, while still very low, is rising, and for people under the age of 25, it now stands at just over 12%, according to the Central Statistics Office. Our reporter Joe Caulfield spoke to industry experts and young professionals in Dublin to find out what's driving the change.
Just trying to find an actual job that A, pays well, B, meets the cost of living, but also something that you want to do. It's just insanely impossible, I think.
Unemployment is on the rise in Ireland, and young people are getting hit worst, with unemployment rising by almost 1% for 15 to 24-year-olds from June to July of this year.
Hi, Tracy. How are you?
How are you?
Long time no see. Yeah, how are you?
Director of Global Foreign Direct Investments at Morgan McKinley Recruitment, Tracy Keevans, says there are two major contributory factors.
Cost containment is a major factor, and how it's playing out in the Irish market at the moment is we have seen what would normally be seasonal uptick in contractors is actually down on where it was by up to 20% and this time last year in areas like business support, which typically would have hired a lot more contractors. So contract cost containment is happening with companies. The other areas, and again it's been spoken about, would be for graduates. You will see in terms of the young cohort, the 15 to 24 unemployment figures are stubbornly staying at around 11-12%, and they've marginally up where the overall is at 4%. That has been driven and impacted in some ways by the cost containment that we've talked about, but also AI. And at the moment we're in a point where for graduate roles companies are having to really re-engineer what a graduate role looks like. There's recognition that if we don't hire graduates now, it's going to cause talent pipeline challenges in 2 to 3 years' time. So there's a recognition we do need to hire graduates, but right now, while AI is in the early phase of adoption, a lot of the routine processes that a graduate would cut their teeth on, particularly in a professional services firm, is being eroded, and therefore the requirement is companies are taking in less graduates for that type of work while they figure out where it's going in the medium to longer term.
Hello everyone. Nice to meet you.
So if the future lies in part by embracing artificial intelligence technology, what advice does Eddie Dillon, owner of Irish fintech company Credit Logic, have for adapting to the new employment landscape?
We're an AI company. We embrace AI. It's not something that is, an initiative that's top of mind. It is part of our core ethos. So we will be growing very substantially the roles to engineer and deploy AI securely. But for our customers, it's not about replacing roles, it's about replacing tasks. So, where our customers are seeing real value is that those users of our software are able to focus on higher value or customer interactions rather than lower value administrative tasks. It's fundamentally changing the way, the productivity and the way in which you can undertake tasks in a working environment. And it's across every facet of business.
But these young professionals in Dublin's Merrion Square say AI is not the only reason they're concerned for their professional future.
When you're trying to get into new companies, they always kind of just want fresh graduates kind of coming in, people that have maybe done internships in the company and stuff, maybe when they're in college and things like that. And I know where I come from anyway, most people be working like part-time jobs during the summer at the weekends. They didn't have the facility to take work internships unpaid for the summer and build up those rapport with different companies, and they don't have that leg up when it comes to kind of getting in after college and stuff like that. So obviously then I'm at the age where I have loads of friends who've moved to Australia, because if they do get offered employment here, it's not feasible with the price of rent and stuff in the city.
Have you noticed much of a presence or an embracing of AI in your workplace?
Yeah, 100%. It's been used now, whether that's encouraged by the organisation, certain aspects were bringing, what was a paperless procedure to fully online with the help of AI, but also just people themselves in terms of, I'm going to use ChatGPT, I'm going to use Copilot now to send back this email, make this look a bit more refined. So it's definitely a big feature at the moment with us, yeah.
I'd say it's virtually very difficult compared to even 5 years ago. I think it stems from the fact that the CAO has gone up so high. My course that I did was like 400 and something in DIT, and now it's gone up to nearly 500. So even trying to get into college and then trying to get into the actual career path you want to do, you seem to have 3 or 4 internships on the back of your CV and know somebody who knows somebody. I did a master's in international business management, and there wasn't an internship, there was a thesis on it for 15,000 words. And afterwards, I still couldn't find a job. Like 20 years ago, if you did a master's, you were nearly guaranteed a job.
Yeah, I am a student. I'm doing business right now. And I'm struggling on that part. I'm sending like a loads of CVs on, for the companies. But most of them, they already request for experience. So it's difficult. Like I have experience on customer service. But if I'm looking for finance, for example, it's really hard to get in.
Students and graduates talking to our reporter, Joe Caulfield. 7:30, you're listening to Morning Ireland.